Punk rock fans, well, and movie fans, you're in luck because I'm here with director Michael Gronner to talk all about his new film, The Icarus Line Must Die. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, guys, you are watching an AfterBuzz TV mini spotlight. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette, and I'm joined with Michael Gronner, the director of The Icarus Line Must Die.
Right.
Can't wait to talk all about that. First, let's start. What made you want to make this film?
Well, I wanted to make a movie. I haven't seen a movie about, say, the punk rock world or a punk rock movie in quite a while. And, you know, I really was dead set on wanting to make a film, and we somewhat had limited funds. So I thought, how can we make a film that would work, unlimited funds, that it wouldn't look like we're, you know, stretching a budget mm-hmm. unreasonably, like making a, you know, like a World War II movie on like very little money. So I thought, there was these movies from, say, this no wave period of filmmaking, which was in, say, the Lower East Side of New York in the late 70s, early 80s, where they made these films that were almost like punk rock films in a sense, where a lot of the people in the film were either filmmakers or artists or musicians, and they were filmed on the streets, and they had a very sort of raw, authentic feel to them. And knowing that I wanted to make a music film, I thought, what if we did that, transpose that from, say, the New York streets to the LA streets, and decided to make that film, The Icarus Line Must Die.
So how did you come in contact with Joe? Did you know him previously, or how did that work out?
Yeah, Joe and I have known each other for a few years prior to filming the movie. I have been doing a web series called The Dirty Laundry TV for the last, I don't know, 10 years. And Joe has been on the show as a guest twice. So I knew Joe from Dirty Laundry TV. And then we started up interested in, we were talking to each other. We kept the conversation going. We knew we wanted to work together in some capacity. So that's when the idea came that I wanted to make a film, I thought Joe would be a great subject for the film, and that's when I brought him on board or pitched it to him, and we went forward from there.
Yeah, so the film is focused on Joe and
right.
him being the front man for the Icarus Line.
Right.
So I know with true stories, there's obviously some stretch sometimes. So does this movie stay pretty true to his actual story, or did we tweak a little?
well, we certainly tweaked a little. The movie is very authentic and it's very real, and a lot of the situations in the film are derived from Joe's experiences as the leader of the Icarus Line. And they've been around since, say, I mean, I think they've been around since the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. So he's got a wealth of experience. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interesting stories and a lot of characters that he became connected to, and which, we brought into the film.
And he plays himself in the film, correct?
He does.
Was that hard for him? Do you know?
You'd have to ask him that, but, how he describes it is I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it's kind of like a version of him
mm-hmm.
or a certain take that he went with when he was portraying himself that he decided to go with for the whole film. But, you know, I think it's a facet of Joe.
Okay.
That you see.
Well, I'm excited to check it out. Now, I'm sure making any movie, there's difficulties. Were there certain challenges making this kind of movie?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think, like you said, every movie has its challenges, whether it's like a $100 million movie or a very low-budget movie, which ours is. But you kind of roll with it and make it work for you, and that's what we did. I mean, we knew we were working with a very limited budget, so we planned for that.
Mm-hmm.
There are challenges with all films, whether it's bad sound for some reason or not, or difficult time getting a location. I mean, I think it's all relative. You have difficulties in all films. So if you're making...
I can only imagine.
Yeah, yeah. And but this was, you know, this had its challenges. I mean, it's, you know, when you're making a film on an extremely low budget, you really can't expect people to stick around as far as crew members mm-hmm. the whole shoot. And you understand if they need to take off. And so we kind of rolled with it in that case. You know, we had several camera people on the film, and we had about, I don't know, 7 or 8 editors on
wow.
the movie. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you make it work.
You make it work. Well, how long did it take to shoot the whole movie?
Well, it was pretty much of a standard indie shoot, so 20-odd days
okay.
it took to shoot, yeah.
And then, so I know this came out, what, June 22nd?
Yes.
What has the response been so far?
Well, very great.
It's great.
Yeah. Very good. I mean, yeah, very happy with the response. I mean, it's great to get mm-hmm. nice, you know, critics writing nice things about it, which is super cool. It's great when, you know, you have a screening and, you know, I think it's a movie about musicians. So when musicians appreciate it, you kind of understand that, but I think when people say who aren't necessarily musicians and come up to you afterwards and really enjoy the film for their own personal reasons, I think that's always a good thing, you know,
yeah.
for me. But I think the movie, and Joe talks about this as well, it's not necessarily about, say, I mean, it's a punk film or rock film or something like that, but it's really about an artist. So it's about the struggles that one as an artist, that you know, anybody who's in any creative field who kind of puts themselves out mm-hmm. there, puts themselves on the line and saying, you know, hey, this is my work. And you know, you get beaten down and it's a difficult thing and the struggles you go through and you try to maintain your integrity. And but you've still got to eat.
Right.
And that's what this movie's about. It's about how do you juggle those things. And I think people who maybe aren't, say, necessarily into this type of music would appeal to them.
So before making this film, were you super into punk rock?
I like you know, punk music, but I like, you know, I like indie music. I mean, I'm a music fan and I've been working a lot in these musicians. A lot of mm-hmm. these people in the film are people that we've interviewed on Dirty Laundry in the past, or you know, I've hosted shows with them. So it's a world that I feel I have a passion for.
Well, I know that you direct a lot of music videos.
Yeah.
So now that you've directed a film, are you going to try and stray from the music videos and do more films, or kind of switch it up?
I really do enjoy working with musicians, and I do enjoy that. And in a weird way, there is a... There's two different worlds in a sense. There's the music world and there's the film world. I do enjoy the music world a lot and the community that there exists in Los mm-hmm. Angeles. But I like both. And I enjoy making music videos. It's a blast. And I'm hoping to make more films.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to say out there to the fans of the movie or any upcoming projects you want to tell us about?
Well, the film just is now available for like people to buy and rent. So it's so it's on iTunes, it's
okay.
on Amazon, Vudu, Fandango now, Xbox.
It's everywhere, guys.
Yes. So, yeah, check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. Amazing. Well, before we wrap up, where can everyone find you on social media to keep up with you?
Well, on Twitter, we're at Icarus Line Movie.
Okay.
And on Facebook, we're The Icarus Line Must Die.
Amazing. Well, guys, there you heard it. Make sure to check that out on all those platforms. You can binge watch it, which is even better.
Please do.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for coming in. Can't wait to check it out. And thank you guys for watching another mini spotlight. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, all that, at Morgan_Ouellette. Thank you again, Michael. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.